This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. We're putting this podcast on the air in early September because the Hexagenia Mayfly hatch is very heavy on the North Fork of the Shenandoah River and on many of the other rivers. This is a large mayfly and on a size 8. And if you want to see some dense hatches, just get on the stream about dusk in the evening. Now, last year, what really opened my eyes to it, I was fishing the North Fork about 2 miles from my fly shop here in Edinburgh. I'd been fishing upstream, and I stopped to rework my leader, and I heard some bass rising downstream behind me. I turned and looked back down over this large pool, and in one measured minute on my watch, I saw 17 bass come up and take the duns of the Hexagenia. I put a Mr. Rapidan dry fly skater on and turned and fished back down over those guys, and I had fantastic fishing all the way to dark. Now, that's the technique I like, going down and across, kind of skating it with a very, very slow action, kind of trying to mimic the dun coming off. If the water is over 3 feet, this is a good tactic. Now, if I'm in water much less than 2 feet, I usually turn and go upstream, fishing to rising fish and covering the water, still using a Mr. Rapidan skater. But if the water's much less than 3 feet, I'm probably going to spook them. Now, sometimes in the early part of this hatch, you'll see a lot of splashy rises. When I see this, I know those fish are taking the emerger rather than the dun on top of the water. So I put a Mr. Rapidan emerger size 10 on a 3 foot 2X dropper behind my big dry, and then just kind of twitch that along. About half the fish will take the dry, and half of them will take the emerger. Now, the hatch isn't uniform in all types of water. The nymphs on this guy seem to like some silty water, even if it's just that area along the side of the stream. So where I have real heavy rocks and ledges and boulders and that kind of stuff, I don't find that many Hexagenia. But if I've got some silty stream bottom around, that's where I see the biggest hatches. Now, you want to fish this at this time of the year. You want to fish it for the last hour, maybe hour and a half of daylight. And be willing to stay until dark, because you're going to see some spinners coming up the river going a mile a minute just about dark. So stay until it gets dark on you. Now, this hatch starts in my part of Virginia on the North Fork of the Shenandoah River around the middle of August. Started this year around the middle of August. And this will go on for a month or maybe more. But this is fun fishing, and if you don't know the area, just come in here and I'll pull the maps and show you on this. But that's a Hexagenia mayfly smallmouth bass on the North and South Fork of the Shenandoah River. If you have any questions on this, just give me a call at 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.